This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, friend of the show, Jeff Tate, on the hotline right now from Madrid, Spain, out on tour.
Dude, I'm a huge fan. Always have been. Just as a human being, of course, as a singer, as a songwriter, as a the musical projects he's brought with us. But when you meet Jeff Tate, he's just such a polite, just a good human being. Every single time I've been around him, man. Hey, Jeff, how have you been, brother?
Johnny. Good to talk to you. It's been way too long.
Way too long, man. And by the way, you're in Madrid, Spain. That's incredible. That's absolutely beautiful. The farthest I've gone is Barcelona, and one of my favorite places I've ever seen in my life.
I was there last night in Barcelona. Yeah, we had a show last night.
We're going to have to talk.
Yeah, we're just finishing up the big rock show tour, which started like 2 years ago, and the Spain dates are the last of the tour. So, we have another week and a half of dates here across the country before we head back to the States.
You've ended in the right place. And before we get off the phone, we got to talk about backstage pass travel that you've been doing, which I think is absolutely brilliant. We talked to Joey from Anthrax when he was out with you.
Oh, yeah, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey came out and spent a week with us in Montana, which of all places, and we had a great time.
Dude, what a great place to be in your career. That when you're designing your tours and you're thinking, okay, we're going to be out for this amount of time, and this is where we're going to go. But you love to travel. You like to experience stuff. So you are now choosing like how that whole thing works. I assume.
Yeah. Well, I guess I've always kind of chose where we go. Right. Except now I kind of put things into more of my schedule. You know, I try to make it kind of custom to fit my lifestyle, really. And it just ends up that I'm touring all the time. I think last year I spent 11 days at home.
Yeah.
And so I'm gone all the time.
Well, it's a good life, right? 20 million albums sold, legendary, Grammy nominated. We were talking about Operation Mindcrime, like when we first met the band, and the majority of the world heard that album. It was such a huge idea. And, you know, obviously Floyd had done it, and the Who had done it, and there were other albums, but for that time period, nothing. There was nothing at all like it. There still hasn't been. It has always been one of the most entertaining big idea records ever made.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it definitely is fun to present the show. I say it's constantly getting attention. People always ask for it. Promoters around the world, you know, I talk to them. I say, well, I'm coming planning on coming to play a show in your country, in your town, in your city, and they go, oh, you're going to play Minecraft?
I'm not doing that now,
but... But they're constantly wanting it. So,
yeah, well, because you're the theatrics that go along with it. We were talking earlier about it. I realized as we were, you know, discussing you, Jeff Tate, and of course, Queen Drake, that how many times I'd been on stage with you because you've always involved the audience. Whether it be, I remember being out at Sandstone Amphitheater on the tour, and there was a big bar scene, and there was probably 15, 18 people from the audience that we had chosen ahead of time on stage in a bar scene, sitting at tables, and you were singing in a bar, but you wanted that kind of a feel. You were always, it's always a bigger sense of theater than other bands.
Yeah, that was a really fun tour. That was the Promised Land tour in 94, 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had created a bar scene, which was kind of part of the album and a part of one of the songs, and we thought it'd be great to have the audience come up on stage, but the audience kind of took over the song in a lot of ways. They started, like, people were dancing. One couple proposed to each other on the stage. We had lots of antics from the audience taking place at that bar scene. I tell you, it was absolutely crazy.
Well, and then I was also relating one other time, but you'd said, hey, we come out and intro the show, but I want to tell you something, Johnny. Something's going to happen. Just go with it, but nothing bad will happen. And I remember thinking, what are you talking about? And you're like, no, just you're going to intro the show. Nothing bad will happen to you, but go with whatever happens. And, of course, it did happen.
Is that when the police showed up and the ambulance and everything?
Yeah, dude. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, but the theater of it all, like, it really, nobody suspects that. Nobody does that. That's really putting everything into a show.
Yeah, that was a fun one, too. That was the Operation Mindcrime live show, I think, about 20 years ago, maybe it was.
No, was it that?
Oh, time goes
Jesus
by.
Christ, man.
Time goes by.
Well, listen, you're going to love Knuckleheads. You're coming in there, the final chapter, Operation Mindcrime, the 23rd at Knuckleheads. And that's one of those shows that, in one of those venues that you, and I can't remember if you've been to Knuckleheads or not, Jeff, but it is.
I have.
Oh, so you know. It's a special place, man. Next to the train track, it's an old school roadhouse. What Frank has done with that, I mean, there's no other place like it in America.
No, it's very different and unique, and actually we try to go back whenever we're in the area because it is very special and unique, and I think audiences really like going there and seeing a show.
No,
it sounds good. It's a comfortable place, and yeah, we're really looking forward to playing there again.
Does your brain ever shut down, Jeff? Because you're writing all this music, and you think about what it takes to write lyrics, to create the melody, to create the song. But then beyond that, the story. Then bigger than that, the presentation. Does it ever slow down for you, that movie inside your head?
Yeah. Well, I haven't come up with a new album, I think, since 17. I've been kind of on a hiatus from writing and kind of giving it a break. But recently, picked it up again and going to be releasing songs from the final chapter album of Operation Mindcrime, which we're going to release kind of in an interesting way. Along with the tour, we're going to be releasing a song like every couple months rather than releasing an entire album right away. And then after we release several songs, then we'll put together these songs in an album and release a proper album towards the end of the year. But it's kind of a different way of doing things, and it sounds kind of fun, actually, to do it this way. It also kind of keeps our audience sort of tuned into what we're doing, I think. And maybe they'll be intrigued, I hope.
I'll tell you, when I look at the world today, and I think about you and songwriting, and I can't decide, is it, you tell me, what we're seeing today with the propaganda, the disinformation, social media, everything that's being fed to the world at large, is it better? Is it more inspiration, or is it just too sad and too real? Because, you know, when you're doing Minecraft and you're doing stuff, you know, you're talking about MK Ultra, the stuff that's on the periphery, everything that's, you know, out there, the Manchurian Candidate, those kind of ideas. And now we see, when we know for sure, we're being fed this ridiculous amount of propaganda, but that's right up your alley.
Yeah, it's actually a treasure trove of source material for commentary, really. And I think all of us, you know, we're all communicating around the world 24/7. First time in human history we're able to do that. And we're all comparing notes, and we're sharing ideas, we're sharing political beliefs, religious beliefs, and we're comparing notes. And it's an amazing time to be alive and to witness that kind of social interaction, you know? Although it is very challenging because, like you said, there's so much misinformation out there, and people trying to guide your opinion this way and this way and this way and that way. So it is a very challenging time, I think, as well.
Yeah.
But from a writing standpoint, oh my God, there's so much source material every day. It's like, this has happened and this has happened and this has happened. I mean, you can't turn away for a second without, you know, some major issue going on,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's my thing is, man, and I will tell you, when the internet first happened, Jeff, I was like, I think this is going to be incredible for the world. We're going to be able to see things, exchange things, ideas. We're going to be finding information. I can research everything. And instead, I feel like it may have made us dumber. And for the first time in my life, I'm like, maybe we should unplug a little bit. And I'm one of those guys, I'm constantly going down the rabbit hole. I'm always looking for something new. I'm always wondering what's over the next hill or around the next corner. But I'm at a place where I'm like, maybe it's time to unplug, and that's why you get on your motorcycle and ride, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's very important too. You got to unplug because, honestly, you have to contemplate and you have to digest all the information that you soak up around you, and think about your own thoughts for a minute and come to conclusion as to what it is you believe and what is important to you. And the only way you can do that is by unplugging really and taking the time to think about those things.
Yeah, no, it's
yes, still, a motorcycle is a great way to do that.
Are you still riding?
I have to get. Well, yeah, when I can.
Nice.
Yeah, actually.
Dude, it's we jumped on. We went down to we rode down to Cabo and back a couple years ago. That was a lost, really long, good ride. That was a good one. That was nice. We went up to Fairbanks, Alaska, and we've been to Nova Scotia and back a couple times. But you know those long runs where you get out there, if you can get out for, you know, a couple weeks, it really, you can finally settle in and start doing it.
Yeah, that's a real joy to be able to take that kind of time to do that. I just don't have that time nowadays to do that kind of thing. I'm more, you know, a couple days at a time writer right now.
Well, you know, you're doing this Backstage Pass Travel, and I don't know how you got into that, but when Joey told us about it and called, he and his wife had said, we're going to go all over these places up in Montana, I thought, what a fantastic idea. So I started looking at what you were offering, and that's an amazing idea that, you know, you're going to take people through Ireland, you'll take them through, you know, Italy, you'll take them through Germany, take them through Greece. I mean, you're the host, man. Amazing idea.
Basically, they fly into the airport. We pick them up, and we got them for the week, and we take them everywhere. Every day, there's a new experience. Every evening, we have music, live music. We play. A lot of times, people that are on the trip, we call them our travelers. You know, they play instruments and sing as well, and they get involved. And it's a big jam session. Like when we do the Tuscany trip in Italy. We have a villa that's beautiful with a gigantic swimming pool, and we have cocktail night at the pool. We have a chef that comes in and cooks every meal for dinner every night. And during the day, we take a short excursions out into the Tuscan countryside to visit, you name it, UNESCO sites. We go to Florence, all the incredible museums, and what people like about it, I think, is the fact that I've been traveling for 40 some odd years,
right, yeah.
And been to these places and know where to go and where not to go. And basically they kind of just kind of let themselves go and experience it without having to think about, okay, well, where do I go today? What do I do? And how do I get there? They don't have to worry about that. We got them.
Right. Well, but you're a guy that digs in. You want to learn. You want to know where you're at. Not just that you said, oh, I've been to this city. Why is that city important? What's happened in the city? You know, that's what you need. We all need that kind of information, right? If we're going to put ourselves in your hands. And that idea of going to Ireland or going to the Giant's Causeway or, you know, going to Galway, going to, you know, any of those places. If you know somebody who has the information about that, man, it changes everything. If you go to Machu Picchu, but you read nothing about it, all you saw was the top of a mountain and some strange outlines of what used to be buildings. But if somebody knows and can explain Machu Picchu to you, that's a whole nother world, right?
Exactly, and especially when you go to Carlos's house for dinner and his family cooks you absolutely authentic Peruvian food.
Yes, Sultana.
That's an experience.
Sultana or guinea pigs.
Yeah. Tasty. It's
yeah,
edible.
I am. We ate guinea pigs in Aguas Caliente, my buddy Joe and I, when we were there. And, you know, that's the key of this life, being able to go. By the way, next time you go to Montana, I need to hook you up with Tim Montana. I don't know if you guys have crossed paths. Great singer-songwriter, super good guy. He and Billy from ZZ Top have a bar called the Wise River Inn in Wise River, Montana. And you would absolutely love him. Kid grew up off the grid in Montana, singer-songwriter, wonderful human being, just came through Kansas City. You guys would be thick as thieves. You'd get on great.
Oh, right. You have to hook me up.
Yeah. By the way, why the love of Montana? When I hit the United States, Montana seems to be where you keep going back to.
Oh, Montana is just a great place to go. There's so much to do. It's kind of like adventure capital, in my opinion, outside of Alaska, maybe. You could do everything there. The fly fishing is amazing. The hiking, the mountain climbing, the White River rafting. They've got group pubs everywhere. And it's beautiful. It's actually one of the prettiest places I've been in the United States.
Dude, what a life well lived. Nobody else is. I really do. I think, why aren't other people as smart as doing this? You know, you're out on tour, Jeff Tate. You've got this incredible catalog of music to share with people. People want to hear you sing it, so they get to do it. But you also make sure that when you're traveling, you're getting to go places you really want to go. I'm sure you're scheduling some days off that you can see things. And when you leave that, you're hosting, you know, tours for people. Hell, they can jump on your tour bus and travel for a week with you and find out what it's really like to be in the band, to travel, to have a bunk on a Prevost tour bus, to eat a catering, to do the sound check, to watch the show, to pack it up afterwards, to get back on the bus and experience a true week in the life of a rock star.
Yeah, that's a unique experience too, and we do offer that to a limited clientele.
Sure.
Because it's actually kind of a hard life. And a lot of people experience it. They go, I never want to do that again. Yeah. It's too much.
Well, yeah, no,
I'm actually not selling my whole idea here, am I? Very well.
Well, listen, that's not the easiest thing. You know, you think about that. You got to pre-interview somebody and go, hey, you're not a maniac, are you? Because you're letting them into your inner sanctum. That's your world. That fuselage, that time travel machine. You know, many bands have broken up on a tour bus, right? Like, those are close quarters.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It is, yeah. Actually, it is. It's a rough life, but it's very... It pays off, you know. It gives you more than you could ever expect, and it's very fulfilling in a lot of ways. But physically, yeah, it's not for everybody, definitely.
March 23rd, Knuckleheads. Man, I'll definitely come by and say, hey, man, Operation Mindcrime, the final chapter tour, Sunday, March 23rd at Knuckleheads, and it'll be a great show, man. I'm going to check and see if we've got some tickets to give away, but we'll see you in just a few weeks, man.
Okay, Johnny. Hey, thanks for having me on your show, and you take care of yourself, right?
Jeff, always great to talk to you, my friend.
Stay upright, always, on two wheels.
Always, always, man.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.